welcome to the show. And what are you hearing so far?
What am I hearing? A lot of really very interesting things about the future of the credit union. And I'm here to learn mostly about how to govern and rule our credit union to move forward.
Awesome. Yeah. We spoke a few months ago about your incredible turnaround story at your credit union. I mean, just still one of the industry's great stories. What's the latest there? What's going on in the last couple of months?
Well, we are in our sixth year of the turnaround story and doing phenomenally well, all things considered, particularly when you consider the state of the economy, the regional economy in West Virginia, with so many coal mines closing down. We've done phenomenally well managing charge-offs and delinquencies to quite manageable levels. Interestingly enough, in 2015, we once again beat our all-time record net income by 20% over our previous record, putting $1.2 million to the bottom line. May this year to date, we are on schedule to be 20% ahead of where we were last year. And so it really goes to, again, a very engaged workforce that comes in every day and does the right thing every day by our members.
Yeah. How do you, we're living in good times right now as opposed to some years ago when we were in the middle of the recession and everyone's walking around like deer caught in the headlights. How do you maintain this type of performance at your credit union?
Well, it's not so much that we're not in particularly good times. Again, looking at the regional economy, we're a little bit different than what you're hearing in some of the pockets of the country that are having great share growth, loan growth, and things of that nature. We really have to go out every single day and fight for the business, and that's exactly what we do. We look at every single opportunity we can to take business away from the banking community and predatory lenders. We have example after example after example of that. You mentioned, for instance, on our website, you would notice that we have a section for member testimonials. Well, every single day, we try to gather those stories of where we've impacted people's life for the better. A phenomenal story that just recently worked out, for instance, we had a 55-year-old woman member who came in for a loan to borrow $4,000 or $5,000 to settle some tax issues she had. Well, our financial advocate got to working with her, and in the conversation, she's kind of lamenting the fact that she's 55, probably never be able to retire. She's got a 30-year home loan she's still paying on, student debt she's still paying on. Of course, all the normal credit cards and other consumer things there. So her future at that point was very bleak, but because our financial advocate got to talking with her, we ultimately managed to wrap everything that she had into one 10-year first mortgage at a considerably lesser rate than she'd been paying all the other lenders. Mm-hmm. She is going to be completely debt-free by the time she reaches the age of 65 and will be able to retire at 65. And not only that, but we also cut her monthly cash outlay for debt service by about $2,000 a month. So over that 10-year period, not only will she be out of debt, but she'll also have that $240,000 in cash that she can do something else with. Again, not everyone experiences that type of a sensational benefit, but those are the opportunities we look for every single member that comes in, and that's paying off for us.
Dan, you're awesome. That's pretty cool. That's a pretty cool story right there.
We've achieved some great things, and again, it goes to the testimony of the resiliency of the human spirit among our employees and doing the right things every day.
No doubt. So what's your mission here? What do you want to accomplish here? Obviously, you want to learn a whole bunch of stuff, network and all that type of stuff, but what's kind of the overall, what do you want to take back to your credit union to use?
Well, I'm not above stealing good ideas from wherever I find them. So one of the benefits of coming to a conference like this, it does give me an opportunity to talk with other people in leadership positions throughout the industry and see what they're doing and doing well, and if we can apply that in our situations too. So it's well worth coming to.
Awesome. One last thing I want to talk about. Those, you mentioned the member testimonials on your website. How powerful are those, and how do those help your credit union?
Well, we think the word of mouth is probably one of the singular best avenues of us getting you business. I mean, as a matter of fact, we've done some marketing tracking on that, and we found that to be exactly the case. We get more direct new business to our credit union from word of mouth than we do from all of the traditional marketing and advertising campaigns that we've ever done there. And it's because it touches people's lives in a very tangible way, and as they express those in very emotional terms to their family and friends, it gives them an opportunity to come in and see what we can do for them as well.
Great.
We had, for instance, another quick example. We had another member that had not an irresponsible person by any stretch of the imagination, but there had been some life events that had caused that particular individual to have a rather high credit card balance with some of the predatory lenders and those 20-25% type rates. Well, she qualified for our card at a considerably less rate, and again, we have clipped her monthly payments down to where she can now see being out of debt on that credit card debt. Whereas before, you know, again, we make the distinction what we are doing for our members as opposed to what the banks and other lenders are doing to them. That's a major distinction, and we articulate that thought every single day when we come in so that all of our financial advocates and every single staff employee with us understand we're there for the member, to help them and not to do something to them like so many others are.
Are you speaking at any other credit union conferences this year? Because if you're not, you should be.
Well, no one else has invited me, but I do have a little short session today. By the way, I'm actually one of three speakers, Arlington Credit Union, Keys Credit Union, and ours, Pioneer West Virginia. We've all had some rather bleak times in the not-too-distant past, and all three of our new CEOs there, we came in during some of those bleak times and have had an opportunity to turn the tables for some really good things to be going on right now. I think that those who attend that session will find all these to be quite inspiring stories.
You took the words right out of my mouth. Inspiring is the word. Thank you so much, Dan. You're doing such a great job. That's why I wanted to have you back on to see what the latest is.
So, well, Mike, thanks so much.
Well done.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate the time as always.